SOS flag out ever rings. Don't stay away, staring at you and all you are, I believe.
Originating from Las Vegas, Nevada, you're listening to LV Rocks. Noise from Vegas. It's Friday night, and the boys are coming to you live from the LV Rock Studio in Las Vegas, Nevada. Let's do ourselves a little asshole roll call.
How many assholes we got on this ship, anyhow?
Yo!
I knew it, I'm surrounded by assholes.
The bastard ceremonies, treacher.
Thanks a lot, Dr. Dickhead, you totally fucked me there.
There's nothing more exhilarating than pointing out the shortcomings of others, is there?
The deep thinker, Chief.
God damn it, man! I swear, you guys whip on me 13 or 14 more times, I'm out of here.
And finally, the man, the myth, the minority himself, Decap.
You gotta promise me, no more bullshit.
Hey, Cap, you know I'm cool, but I can take no responsibility for these white devils.
How you feeling there, Mac?
Good enough! Your mother!
Can't believe you came on my mom.
Well, that's it. Sounds like everybody's here. All that's missing is you. Get in the chat room, get on the phones, and get involved. Spankwagon Radio.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, it's Friday night! And you know what that means, don't you? Though I really didn't plan it, it looks like a show not show. You get to win this trencher struggle. That's always fun. Tonight we'll do the best we can with what we have, so we'll have news, discussions, hopefully your phone calls, and of course participation in the chat room. Alrighty, it is Friday night. If you're listening live, thank you. If you're listening on the podcast, hey, thank you. I'm your host, Trencher. I'm here all alone in the studio. Everybody has a reason to be gone, oddly enough, except for Decaf. Huh. Figure that one out. Chief's going to be out today. He's getting married tomorrow. Kind of leaves me doing, well, everything with that. That's cool, though. Chief, you know, congratulations. Of course, everybody knows that it's the redhead you've seen in studio. His wife is so cool. Well, I should say his fiance today, wife tomorrow, so cool. She plays along with the show. Murphy's gone. He's got to get fitted for a tuxedo. Coincidentally enough, it is part of Chief's wedding. So he's going to go get his monkey suit on. He called me all in a panic saying, I don't think I can make it. We don't have any guests. I don't know what to do. I'm like, okay, dude. Talk to you later. Bye. Relax. It's okay. Kind of plan on these things. You know, I always have some backup music and backup things to do. And sometimes I'll beg and plead with the listeners, that's you guys, to call me. Talk to me. Decaf, I don't know where Decaf is. He should be here. But he's on BPT, and, you know, that's all sounding good. It's how it kind of works out. So we may get him a little later. I don't know. Until then, I want everybody to hold on in the chat room. We're going to need a lot of listener participation from everybody in the chat room and for every single one of you guys who have a phone, because I may ask you guys to call in and keep me company, because I get kind of lonely here in the ghetto. Naked City, Las Vegas. It's kind of a bad neighborhood. And I'm here all alone. So we'll open the phone lines up early when you're ready. 1-866-587-6257. 1-866-LVROCKS. Don't forget we have the chat room, irc.slashnet.org, /LVRocks. Or just go to our homepage, spankwagon.net, the home for Spankwagon Radio. Click on the cam and chat link on the left-hand side. Cam, chat, you know. Little Java chat pops up. You can go ahead and just click OK to that. And once you click OK to that, you can join in. We want to see you in the chat room. Juco's on-air masturbation. That's pretty much what I'm doing. For everybody in the chat room, of course, later on we'll have Mad Props. That's always a good thing. Since it's only me, maybe we'll do it old-school Mad Props. Get out the clicker liquor pops, the official candy. Spankwagon Radio. So that's what's going on right now. And I am all alone indeed. As a matter of fact, from the chat room, spankwagon.net, the chat room, I do owe Toodle Nuggets an explanation of my fun with fireworks. Actually, mine and Vert's fun with fireworks, and the coincidences are astounding and abounding with that. So you'll have to tune in and listen to that when I go over that a little later. We got things, actually stuff I could discuss from not only the chat room, but the forum, so we'll bring those up. And, of course, those are found at spankwagon.net. Sign up for them. Actually, they're pretty fun. I'm noticing, though, that we're getting a lot of I'm getting a couple of people from another radio show. I don't even think they listen to Spankwagon, but they're posting like mad little monkeys in the Wagons forum. So, hey, I'm not going to stop it. Free information, right? So, Juke points out in the chat room, make them sweat, nobody call. Or Vert points out, or we could prank them. No. Yeah, you could try pranking me. I don't know. If anybody listens to the show for any length of time, they're going to know that Spankwagon is not a show that takes pranks very easily. We tend to have a lot more fun with the prank callers than they realize. But that's us. Now, I really don't have anything planned. I got the phone lines ready to go. Again, let me get that number out. It's 1-866-LV-ROCKS. 1-866-587-6257. The funny thing is tonight we were going to have a demonstration of some new software. We were going to have Murphy do a full-on demo of some really cool stuff. But with him gone, and that includes all of his hardware, can't do it. Got some news and articles, but nothing like what Chief puts together. So we're not going to have Chief's news, but we're just going to have a sort of an abridged news. Some geek news, things like that. I think might as well just start it off. I got music today. See, what I did is every time I know that no one's going to be here, I tend to load up on songs and on music. And this week was no difference. I was at the Zia record store today, so had to buy at least $40 worth of music. All used, of course, because, you know, I'm cheap like that. So I bought some used music, found some good stuff, so maybe I'll play some of that. Actually, yeah. Let's play one of those right now. This is off of Public Image Limited, PIL. It's what the Sex Pistols became. Well, at least Johnny Rotten. Anywho, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever. You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
This is not a love. This is not a love.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Kind of got myself re-situated. Don't want to blow my load all in that intro. You know, I work so hard on babbling so much. All right, you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. Wow, got a few people I haven't seen in the chat room in a while. Well, Juke sort of pops in when he can, but Westmar, Wild Wild Westmar Show, KC Host Radio Network, you can find him there. plug. Wow, he's joined the chat room. Kind of an odd thing, too. All right, so why don't we move in? Actually, I was just kind of thinking maybe we'd cover some news and, dare I say it, go the political route with Spankwagon a little. I don't know if anybody's been paying attention, but President Bush signed into law it's a tough law really to kind of wrap your head around, but basically what he's doing is he's passing a new grounds for habeas corpus. And if you don't know what habeas corpus means, it basically means the ability for a prisoner to seek being unimprisoned, legal matters, you know, things like that. This new law that George Bush signed in actually, it kind of steps all over the Constitution in a way, if you really honestly think about it. Now, all you have to do is be declared an enemy combatant. Yes, folks, any single one of us now can be considered the bad guy, according to our president and his cronies, and we can get put into prison. And if anybody is remembering things properly, wasn't it just a couple of months ago, or maybe a month and a half ago, that George admitted, why, yes, we do have prisons in secret locations all over the world, mostly Eastern Europe. Gotta love that. Kind of an irony there, isn't there? But, there's prisons in the Eastern Bloc, if you will, where you can get your ass thrown into. All because you were now an enemy combatant. And who exactly decides this? Who exactly decides, are we truly an enemy combatant? Or are we just going to be people who, hey, you know, I just don't like you. I'm locking your ass up, throwing away the key, and good luck with the rats. Ha ha. Scary stuff. Actually, the new law basically suspends habeas corpus. And once I actually get a copy of this new law, I'll actually read it here. It's called the Enabling Act, and yes, he basically is doing the exact same thing Abraham Lincoln did. Abraham Lincoln suspended habeas corpus for a time, but that was a little different scenario. You see, if you really think about it, Abraham Lincoln did it when we were fighting each other. We weren't fighting, you know, this monolithic war on terrorism. What is terrorism? What does terrorism look like? What is that face of terrorism? Is it the terrorists who did the 9/11 bombings? Well, I wouldn't think it would be. Or 9/11 plane hijackings and subsequent plane skydivings. It can't be them. All their faces are gone off the planet. They're done. They're dead. So it's going to be a new face. And they don't know that new face. They're struggling to figure out who that new face is. And until they do, we're all going to be guilty. Basically, this new law that he passed in is, in my opinion, undermining a lot of the Constitution. By the way, something here point out. Isn't it just the president that makes the determination? Virtual One asks. You know, I honestly don't believe so. I honestly don't believe it's just the president. I think that anybody is going to be able to do that. I have a bad feeling. Virtual One points out also habeas corpus, literally release the body. There you go. Juke here points out, oh, Canada. Well, is that really the way to go? Do we really want to run from this beast? Isn't it better to start fighting this beast? I mean, we need to find a way to fight it. We're getting really close to, you know, just some very scary laws, you know? I mean, really think about it. What's next? You know, we're suspending habeas corpus. We suspended the right basically to a fair trial for anybody that's considered an enemy combatant. You're considered a terrorist. They think you're a terrorist. It's over. You're done. You don't get to see a lawyer probably. You know, and I'm making speculations because we really don't know 100%. And that's the sad thing. We'll never know. Ever. This is going to be something that we're going to have to find out either from spies in another country to a huge mistake happening or someone getting out and reporting. You know, it's only a matter of time now. It really is. And in all honesty, everybody could say they want to go up to Canada. Go, please. You know, excellent. Use their gasoline and pay their ridiculous taxes for, you know, a carton of cigarettes or just any commodity you need. You know, electronics, man, they get taxed to the moon for electronics. You know, that's fine. If that's the way you want to go, no one here is going to stop you, I don't believe. Except maybe people that are in the lane ahead of you and behind you and the slowing everybody down. But still, it's not how we need to fight this. We need to really take a look at who we are electing into our current office. Who are you electing as your senators? Who are you electing as your representatives? Have they done what they say they've done? What is their voting record? And don't be ashamed to say you may not know. Not a lot of us do. We really don't care. That's why our lawmakers can go out there and write up just these horrible laws like, you know, the president's. And I don't even have the proper name of the act. I know someone out there does. Hold on. Let me see if I can find the actual proper name, if you will. Oh, Enabling Act, yes. If George Bush's Enabling Act is something that totally offends you, just remember that you have to look at your representatives that you're voting in. And you also have to look at things like, well, first off, who are you voting in? What is their voting record? What do they really stand for? When they campaigned, you know, that one guy you voted for, can you even name what they campaigned for the last time you voted? Think about that. Just grab a senator's name, okay? Think of a senator. Think of one good senator that you voted. You said, yeah, this is the senator. I want to represent me in my state. And tell me what they ran. What was their running? One of their running points? Is it a very obvious one? No new taxes? Illegal immigration? Was it one of those really obvious ones? Or was it something a little more obscure? You know? You gotta ask yourself that. Was it something that I could still relate to now? Because they're the ones that are writing these laws. They are the ones that, you know, who are doing these things to our country. So, Virtual One points out, you are not required to be provided counsel. Where? What are those Miranda rights? Oh yeah. Your incarceration is not a matter of public record. No, it isn't actually. And that can be, you could go both ways. It could be public record that you've been arrested but not incarcerated. It's another weird thing. 3, you can be retained indefinitely without charge or trial. You know, they're eek. You know, well, that's some scary, scary stuff. So Toodle Nugget says, and they're trying to take away my spank. No, Toodle. No one's taking away your spank. Toodle Nuggets also says, Christ, I'm not going to Canada. We have specific laws to protect us from the government. It's just that people don't have the balls to call upon them before it goes too far. And you're right. They don't. They don't have the nuts to fight things. We don't care. You know what? I'm going to say this, and it's going to sound almost really, you know, heretical almost. Look at what you're doing. You're sitting here listening to an internet radio show, and really, honestly, I don't want you to stop, but get even this involved. Sitting here listening to someone like me, who really isn't political. I'm not. I mean, I know my politics to a certain degree. I'm nowhere close to Chief or Decaf, but at least do something. I write letters to my congressman all the time. Granted, Juke and I just, you know, even though it's really been kind of collecting some cobwebs, Perform Act. Why? Because I wanted to keep doing what I'm doing. So you do something. You put up a web page. Even if it only gets 10 visitors, that's 10 visitors that now understand the other side of the argument. As a matter of fact, you know, think about it. If you were to write a letter, and I'm not talking about going and doing a copy, form, paste letter that you can do with EFF or ACLU or anything like that. Write your own letter. Write it in handwriting. Because if you write a letter to your congressman or your senators, they're not going to write one in handwriting back to you. And that's sad. But if you could just step above that, write a handwritten letter to them. And try your best to make it legible. I know some of us have been typing for so long. Being able to print or spell or even use cursive right now is a magical mystery tour. But write a letter. Get involved. You know. Oh, and by the way, Ver points out, they don't even have to admit that you are detained if they are asked. Hey, have you seen Bill? Nope. I can't tell you if I've seen Bill or not. They don't have to. That's scary. Can you imagine that? Go to your work. 10 people there. One person. That's 1%. Or actually, it's 10% of 10 people. But anyhow, that many gone. Where'd he go? I don't know. Where is he? Is he coming back? I don't know. What's happened? So, I'm just, you know, I'm getting kind of worried. I'm really getting kind of worried because anybody who has a voice, anybody who speaks out, anybody who can raise even just a little bit of a noise needs to, you know. We really absolutely need to fight this. This is something that, you know, isn't going to go away anytime soon. You know, it isn't going to be something that, you know, is going to be like, well, let me give a case in point. The Patriot Act. You know, there's a sunset clause in that. The Patriot Act sunset clause got voted to be extended. Why? Have we had a major terrorist attack? No, we haven't. Hell, the no-fly list is a huge joke. Ladies and gentlemen, if your name is Robert Johnson, you can't fly. Thousands of people across the country went, ah, fuck. Because they can't fly? No, they get to be searched and strip searched. And hey, who cares if it's a farmer from Iowa or a teacher from, you know, Nevada, or if Robert Johnson is actually a military, like a sergeant in the Army? It doesn't matter. So you're going to criminalize a guy whose name, whose only crime is his parents decided to call him Robert Johnson. 60 Minutes just did a really great interview with some people about the no-fly lists. You really ought to look that up. I'm sure if you Googled that or YouTube, it has to be out there by now. If anything, there's got to be transcripts. You really ought to read it. It's kind of scary. All right, so with that, I you know what? I got to keep getting the show up. It is only me tonight. You're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever. You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. Maybe I'll try to lighten it up in a little bit. Who knows? We're going to cut to some music. I'm definitely going to try to use the music to cut and lighten this stuff up, so we'll give that a try. We'll be back in just a moment. And don't forget, if you are listening out there live, go to spankwagon.net. Click on the cam and chat link. At least the cam is going to be just saying Spankwagon all night, but the chat isn't going to hurt you. Give us a voice. Give us another a little bit of participation. We want to hear from you. We want to hear what you have to say, and we want the chat room to bring up my next topic, or maybe a topic for down the road. Also, our phone lines are going to be open, 1-866-587-6257. Go ahead and give us a call if you have anything you want to talk about, anything that concerns you, anything you just want to flap your gums a little, be my guest. All right, I'm Trencher. This is Spankwagon. We'll be back in just a moment.
from. I live in Cambridge. I met him one day in a green pasture at Harvard University.
Yeah. You came for the event.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever. This is Spank Wagon Radio. I'm your host, Trencher. Tonight, I'm really trying hard not to make this a show-not-show where all I do is music. So I'm asking for listener participation tonight. And for those of you who are listening live, this is perfect for you. Perfect for you. For those of you listening in the podcast, well, if you know when I'm talking, you can at least fast-forward and zip to the next song. Or maybe vice versa. Maybe you do like to listen to the show and you want to pass the music and play and listen to the talk. Got a lot of news here coming in from Apple. Seems like Apple's had a lot of fun lately. If anybody's been paying attention here, this is really good. A posting on Apple's support site admits that some iPods may have recently shipped with a virus that would infect Windows users. It's been discovered that a small number, less than 1% of video iPods available for purchase after September 12, 2006, left our contract manufacturer carrying the Windows RavMani.exe virus. This is a known virus that only affects Windows computers and up-to-date antivirus software, which is included with most Windows computers, should detect it and remove it. So far, we've seen less than 25 reports concerning this problem. The iPod Nano, Shuffle, and Mac OS X are not affected, and all iPod videos now are shipping virus-free. My question is what goes on in the factory where they actually have the ability to inject a piece of a software virus? Is this actually being done by a person, or is this something that was done as part of the automation of the line? Because I know that the iPod comes installed with its OS, with its software, and with anything else. Where, at what point could something like that be inserted? Where could a virus be inserted in the manufacturing? Speaking of the manufacturing, there's a really great read up on, I believe it's Wired, wired.com, talking about the actual history of the iPod, how it came to be between all the different players and the hardware and the software. And it's a really great read if you guys want to read about it. Westmore goes, no way, Apple screwed up. Pshaw. Dude, yeah, Apple screwed up. But it wasn't Apple. No. It was one of their contract manufacturers. So they're not taking the full blame. They're blaming the maker, or the manufacturer, because everything is made in Taiwan, China, or Korea. So it's one of those, I believe. Also, that didn't really stop the good news coming out of Apple. Apple posted a $546 million profit this week. This was with a revenue of $4.84 billion, which is better than a year ago, which was only $430 million, or $3.68 billion. The best thing of all is 58% of the revenue is from Macs, which is a really nice change because they were worried that the iPods were going to be the breadwinner from here on out. 58% of revenue is from Macintosh, from the hardware, from the computers, which they shipped a record 1.61 million units of, most of which were actually laptops. So it looks like Apple's laptops are kind of the big thing right now. I mean, obviously, but still. In other technical and computer news, this is a great thing. If anybody has been playing with Vista, Microsoft has finally published the planning license terms for Windows Vista. The version-specific addendums contain clauses that specifically address usage of Vista in a virtual environment. This is both including the Home Basic, Home Premium, and whatever other Premium Basic Expanded give us another $400 edition they release. But it states that... You may not use the software installed on the licensed device within a virtual or otherwise emulated hardware system. For other additions, such as use is permitted but restricted. So, Microsoft is throwing kind of that glove down again. They're saying you cannot use Vista in boot camp, which is boot camp, or there's another one out there, but where you can run virtual machines and run virtual Windows. So that's a very interesting thing. By the way, Virtual One points out the MacBooks are wildly popular right now. In his store that he works at, he cannot keep them in stock, which is nice. Very nice. Westmar points out that contract manufacturers equal Little China Boy. Yes, Little Mugu Gaipan is building your iPod, and Mugu Gaipan just inserted a virus. Mugu Gaipan is evil. Anyhow. Westmar also points out the iPods are better now than they were when he bought his 2 years ago. Yes, because we've seen a video of Westmar and his iPod fun. I'm going to take a drink of water now. Westmar also points out that I sound like a real radio guy when I'm not swearing. Fuck. Shit. Okay. Well, excuse me for sounding like a real radio guy. All right, kind of a weird thing there with the with Windows not allowing them to be ran. I don't know. That to me, that sounds kind of stupid. Because if you really think about it, they have a wonderful opportunity here to sell Windows OS, Windows software, to that little itty-bitty sliver of 5% of the market that runs Macintosh. Why not? You guys are going to charge an arm and a leg for it. Why not sell it to Apple users? Let Apple users do what they want. They're buying it legally. Why are you so intimidated by them running in a virtual environment? There's nothing wrong with running in a virtual environment, is there? I mean, isn't that why Windows purchased Virtual PC? Makes sense to me. Should make sense to everybody else out there. Plus, like I said, if you're paying the money for it, Why can't you install it on whatever you want to install it? Why not be able to run it on any environment you want to run it on? Still, Windows says they don't want this. Hey, everybody, I am looking for a little bit of listener support here. I'm not asking for money, although I probably should, but I'm definitely not. I'd like anybody to call in. Anything you guys want to talk about, give us a call. It's a toll-free number, 1-866-587-6257. That's 1-866-587-6257. That's the line here into the studios, so you can play with me and chat online. Because I'm going off of Westmar points out, my ratings just dropped with the swear words. Ah, crap. Well, you can't win them all. But, you know, we try. All right, so a little bit more tech news, because, you know, that's what we're kind of about here, believe it or not. This is, you know, we're talking about the MP3 virus with the iPod. Here's a new one. There's now a virus infecting MP3 players that the fast food chain McDonald's is giving away. In association with McDonald's Japan and Coca-Cola, they announced a contest where MP3 player was awarded upon sending the unique number on the Coke glass as a text message. In other words, on the paper cup you get at McDonald's, there's something you send off. You send a text message, and you win an MP3 player if that text message is a winning text message. Gotta love technology. I used to cut UPC symbols and mail away for a secret decoder ring. Winners were announced, and each got a Mac-branded flash DAP preloaded with 110 tunes. So it was Mac branding there again. Nice. However, the MP3 players were infected with QQ Pass, which is malware, so the PC is infected once you get the audio player. Starts logging and transmitting username and passwords. Nice! It's a keylogger, kids! McDonald's, Coca-Cola, and this generic MP3 maker, which isn't Mac, although they brand it as such, just gave you another virus! Nice. Anywho. Westmar points out all I have to do is think about my iPod freezing and it will. Vert says, mine's frozen twice, the new one. Oh, you got a new one, that's right. You know what, I've only had mine freeze, hard freeze once, but that was because I was screwing around with it. I kind of finally got it back and recovered, and I decided for shits and giggles, yes, I swore, to install Linux, which you can actually, there's a Linux build for the iPod. It works! It works really well, and it includes a lot better games than Parachute. So that was always a bonus, or, you know, got to enjoy that, really enjoy that. All right, so Tuna Nuggets is like, "Wee viruses!" All right, so if everybody seems to be joining in the chat room, I'm going to invite anybody out there listening to Spank Wagon Radio to go into the chat room, go to spankwagon.net, click on the cam and chat, enjoy, keep chatting amongst yourselves. We're going to go ahead and cut to some more music, a little bit of... we'll just start out with some Modest Mouse. Hey, this is Spank Wagon Radio. I'm your host, Trencher, doing not really a show-not-show, but I don't know what I'm going to call this. I really don't want a show-not-show. Let's see what we can figure out. Maybe I can get some listener participation. Huh? Guys, come on. I know you're out there. All right. You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. We'll be back.
In your head, in your mouth, in your soul. And maybe we'll get lucky and we'll both grow old. Well, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know, I hope so. Well, that is that news of this. You tell me what you want and I'll tell you what you get. You get away from me. You get away from me. Cool, like your mother belongs and I left the jail. Well, thanks for the time I need to think. It's back. I had to think a while. I had to think a while. Well, that is that and this is this. Will you tell me what you saw and I'll tell you what you missed. When the ocean met the sky. You missed where time and life shook hands and said goodbye.
Chicken.
I thought I heard a stranger. We've got chicken tonight. We've got chicken tonight. Strangest damn things. The main man. Little damn thing. Smaller than my fist. But they're new. The girls. The sweet folk. 14 years ago, I had an operation on my arm. Doctor said I had to miss.
Do I just cut them up like regular chickens?
Again, I say you're chicken.
Sure, just cut them up like regular chickens.
Hell, they knew what I said. And I rubbed it for a half hour every day. I got so I could move it. And I got so I could turn a faucet. Pretty soon I had my arm back again. Now I can't feel a damn thing. All numb. I'm afraid to cut it, you know? I'm afraid to cut it, you know?
Trash to the garbage around you. Heaven's drunk, the poison you use, charmed the world to the eyes of a gambler. Now
of my bones and the anvil of the light.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. You're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever. You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. It's me, your host, Trencher. I'm all alone in the studio this evening. Chief is out. He's getting married tomorrow. So, therefore, it kind of keeps him away from doing things fun. You know, once you get married, all that kind of fun stuff goes out the window. Murphy's gone. He's getting his monkey suit on because he's got to stand up next to Chief. Suckers. Been married for 8 years now. It's been good, but it was a change. Decaf, hell if I know where he is. I don't even think he's part of the wedding. I think he's just out. Like, way out. So it's just me, lonely old me, Trencher in the studio. By the way, I'm enjoying all the participation. Loving all the participation in the chat room. Got to say a big thank you to everybody there. We'll get to your mad props later on. Everybody in the chat room, though, has been definitely chiming in and helping me out. So I love that level of user participation, listener participation. Also want to say, anybody wants to call in anytime, our phone lines are completely open and ready to go. 1-866-587-6257. That'll ring you up to the show live on the air. Love to hear what you have to say, anybody. Mentioned it earlier in the show, actually at the very beginning. I owe Toodle Nuggets a story. Toodle Nuggets in the chat room, or excuse me, in the SpankWagon.net forum, posted a little video clip of a dog grabbing a Roman candle while it was lit and shooting off. So therefore, it started shooting off at people and cars and things like that. It reminded me of a great story. Actually, one that involves myself and a virtual one who's in the chat room right now. A long time ago when I was a kid, where I used to live in some apartment buildings that were next to this huge abandoned dirt lot. You know, the absolute perfect dirt lot for climbing, getting dirty or hurt, and with enough trees in it as well, you could build stuff. It was great. It was a wonderful dirt lot. So when I was a kid, and this was probably, I'd say, junior high, 1/4 of July, we're shooting fireworks off into the dirt lot. Why not? It's a dirt lot. Nothing's going to burn. And if it does, no one's going to miss it. So we're firing fireworks and bottle rockets and everything. And our parents are, you know, this is the best part. You're not supposed, you know, your parents are watching you light off Roman candles and aiming it at things. It's great. It's awesome. And I got a call. So let me just hold on to that call. Caller, if you can hear me, hold on. We'll get to you in a minute. So what we're doing is we're launching these rockets and these missiles and these and bottle rockets and whatnot. And it's great. It's awesome. And then all of a sudden, bottle rockets and things get kind of flung back to us. Let's find out who's on the phone here. Hello, Spankwagon Radio. You're on the air.
Yes, I had a feeling you might bring that topic.
You know, and I had a feeling that was you on the line. So let me go ahead where I left off, if you heard.
Yep, please continue.
Okay, so all of a sudden, the bottle rockets and the Saturn missiles and things started flying back at us. And we're like, holy shit, this is amazing. Someone's firing back at us, so we must fire more at them. And where they were positioned was on a hill. So there's a hill and then like a dirt hill, and it kind of falls down, and where it ends is right at a sidewalk, crosses a street, and that's where we're at on the other side of the street.
Of course, in any war, you want the high ground.
You want the high ground, and we obviously don't have it, but it doesn't mean we're going to stop because we're dumb kids, and our parents are watching. What's really going to happen to us, right? So
they actually, as I recall, they didn't seem to mind.
No, they absolutely did not seem to mind at all. So we basically continue to fire and left, boom, 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 boom. All of a sudden, smoke bombs started rolling towards us.
No. But you started the smoke bomb.
Yes, we did. Yeah, that's right. We had a pack of smoke bombs. We rolled through smoke bombs up there, lit them, tossed them. But, you know, smoke bombs came back. I remember one kid caught his shoe on fire trying to stomp out a smoke bomb.
That actually, I was the one that threw that smoke bomb.
Oh, that's nice.
That was not a smoke bomb. That was a 10,000 cubic foot signal flare.
No, not that one. This is one of those little ones, like the rainbow colored ones. Let me get to the story. You're ruining it.
Oh, sorry.
So anyhow, we're like, wow, okay, woo, smoke bombs and fireworks, and all of a sudden, out comes the mother of all smoke bombs. This wasn't one of those little rainbow ones. You know, the ones you can buy that are about the size of a gumball that let off like a little bit of green, a little bit of blue, a little bit of red smoke, and that's it. No. This one starts rolling. They roll it down the hill, it continues to roll down the street, and as it does, it leaves a wall of smoke. Not just a piddly, no, a wall of smoke.
You got to keep in mind that there's a little bit of a breeze blowing, and from our perspective, it's going from left to right. And that smoke bomb landed on the far left, and to look at the terror in those parents' faces when that wall of white smoke started coming
towards
the building.
Exactly. So all of the smoke, and we're like, we're out of ammo, and that sucks. So we're all running. I mean, we're just fleeing. The parents are getting up, grabbing their lawn chairs, and running into the apartments. Everybody abandons ship. Everybody. As this giant wall of smoke basically just covers everything. It's one of those walls of smoke where if someone were to run through it, it would leave a perfect silhouette of the person running through it. It was that freaking thick.
We really had trouble seeing most of the apartment from our vantage point.
Yes,
once
that was done. Well, if you can, imagine about, I don't know, let's say about 6 years later. Virtual One and myself, we were cruising around, and we actually were in that neighborhood,
and we had never met before.
We did not know each other. You know, this is like the second year we knew each other. We were hanging out as friends, and we're all hanging out. We're doing cat and mouse geek thing. You've had to be a long-time listener to understand what that is. And I'm like, hey, that's a good place. I remember once when I had firework war with someone there. And Vert goes, yeah, I remember one time I was doing something like that, and I threw this giant smoke bomb. And at that point, I just stared at him. And I looked at Vert, and I just go, that was you? At which point we realized, 6 years before, we didn't know each other, but we were firing fireworks at each other way, way before we knew each other.
As I recall, you were very disappointed by that the next year when we didn't show up.
Yes, we were ready the following year. We had we basically gave up on the bottle rockets, and we just had nothing but, you know, just scores and scores of Saturn missiles. We weren't going into this one lightly ever again. We weren't going to accept we had the low ground, but we were going to come heavily, heavily armed.
And see, if we'd have known that you were going to be there again the next year, we probably would have showed up, but that just never occurred to us.
You know, that was one of those things we all remembered, and we said, we need to get even. But yes, that's our story there, Toodle Nuggets. As a matter of fact, we didn't even know each other here. We're trying to blow our fingers off each other, you know, because that's just what people and kids do with fireworks.
Were you a part of the fireworks that got shot off few years back by Flyboy's parents?
No, I was not.
Yeah, that was kind of interesting. You know the Thunder Kings, right?
Yeah, explain them for everybody listening.
If you go to a state where their fireworks are illegal, they sell them in cakes, usually these little packs that you set on the ground and light, you know, place on ground light fuse and get away.
Right, how do they
fire
blow
things up in the air? There's, you know, 15 or 20 or 30 of these shots.
Mm-hmm.
Thunder Kings, I think, were something that kind of slipped through the cracks. They do have limits, even in the states where fireworks are legal, and these things definitely exceeded that limit. I don't know how they managed to get them out on the shelves out there, but they did. If you went and you asked for something big, they would pull one of them out from underneath the table, and you knew it was something good.
Hey, kids, you didn't see this coming from us.
And we got those things, and there were some of the most god-awful loud firecrackers I have ever heard. They, you know, the traditional M80 that you see, you know, pictures of, or that they sell, you know, the M80 cracked little toy things, they look like a little red cylinder.
Yep.
And basically what's inside is a little firecracker and a lot of sawdust.
Yep.
These things fired shells that were that shape and that size, and they were not sawdust. They were all powder.
Nice.
Earth-shattering, I think, would be a good description of them.
Now, are these the ones that you put holes in the yard?
No. Those are different ones.
Okay. Now, I remember...
These are actually smaller, but we were out at Craig's, out at Evansdale?
Yeah, way out in basically a small town outside of a... It's a small town outside of a small town.
Yeah, they basically ignore fireworks there. They don't care much. So
the one cop in town.
Yeah, but we decided to shoot off one Thunder King brick as a finale, and we knew how loud they were. And there were fireworks going off all over the neighborhood. When that thing started going off, it's just you just hear the echo of the sound echoing off of the houses across the field and stuff. By the time that thing stopped, there was no noise. You couldn't even hear crickets. Just dead silence. We apparently just shut down the neighborhood. So that was fairly impressive. But yeah, as far as fireworks in Kansas City, the ones that you're talking about, those people are crazy. There's a neighborhood by where my mom lives in Kansas City that they just take it one step further. The week before the 4th of July,
as a matter of fact,
there are people out in their...
What neighborhood is that? Because some of our listeners tonight, as Duke and Westmar, are in Kansas City.
I'm not sure where... I don't know where the actual location is. It's about a 20-minute drive from where my mom lives. That's all I know.
Oh, okay.
But it's the week before the 4th of July, you know it's coming. Because there are people, you know, they live in these large lots, you know, where it's not like houses stacked next to each other. It's like a house, and then you've got a, you know, a gigantic backyard. Everybody's got riding mowers, and there's trees everywhere. So it's pretty spread out, but there's people in their backyards with shovels. They're digging mortar pits. And I don't mean just a couple. I'm like, every third or fourth neighbor is doing this. The whole neighborhood is crazy this way. They're getting shells that are the size of softballs and basketballs.
Jesus!
Yeah, they're Class A fireworks. They're display grade. And they will be shooting those things off all night long, and they're going off overhead.
Hmm.
But yeah, they also got some other little fireworks that they were very loud. They would take about a 1 foot wide chunk of grass right off of the
very nice. My
and
favorite
set off every car alarm for two blocks.
There you go. My favorite one is the box they come in. It says, like, you know, danger, warning, hazard, stand clear, will blow off your hand. And the company's name?
Just for Kids.
Love that.
Love that. That actually isn't the box that those fireworks came in, but that's
doesn't the box matter.
That I put them in
the fact that all those warnings and then the company is called Just for Kids. It's like this will lead to imminent death for kids.
Yeah.
All right, Bert. Thank you for calling in.
Sure thing.
All right. Anything else you want to talk about?
I just tell some of the other people to call in and chat.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, you know, let's go to a little bit of the computer out here. Have you had a chance to test out Firefox or IE7 yet?
Not IE7, but I do play around a little bit with Firefox.
Have you started playing around with the Firefox 2 release candidate?
No, I have not.
Ah, see now.
What's new?
Well, so far, actually, a lot of the GUI is new. They've cleaned up the buttons. They've cleaned up the interface. The back end, from what I can tell, is about exactly the same. They've added a couple more little, I guess you could say, widgets with the tags and, you know, tag browsing.
Yeah,
but I haven't seen anything major yet. All I know is all my extensions are broke, but that's expected.
Is there
expected.
Any specific reason to go away from something like Safari and use Firefox? Are there any pages or any script systems that you have problems with?
You know, for what I have one very unique problem. And this is going to, you know, this is one of those problems that only I could experience. It's a one-of-one problem. You see, whenever I use Safari, and I love Safari because I can have private browsing turned on and things like that, which is really a great feature. And the tabs, I mean, I use tab browsing all the time, and, you know, all this stuff is great features. But anytime I'm on Safari and I browse to spankwagon.net, my network will then immediately ignore spankwagon.net. So I can load the page once and never again, unless I reboot my router.
Your router?
My router. Well, my modem and my router are all in the same. So technically, it's a Surfboard SBG 1000 Motorola. So
does
the,
it have web caching on it or something?
No, it does not. I even checked for that, and I made sure to disable all of it if there was. I don't know why, and I don't know how. But anytime I surf to spankwagon.net on my regular on Safari, the next time I want to go to it, it's gone. It will shut down the mail. So anything that routes to that IP address or you know to that domain, whether it be my mail, I can't telnet in, I can't FTP in, I can't browse to it in a web page, nothing. Completely dead. Hmm. Nothing.
Well, and take a look at that sometime when you have a chance.
Yeah. But the kicker is, if I load Firefox, I still can't get to those pages. I can't use Mail. I can't use Firefox. I can't use any of my FTP clients, whether I use CyberDuck or Fugu. None of them. Nothing routes. Okay. But that's only if I, by chance, browse to spankwagon.net on Safari. And if I just, you know, and when I'm using Firefox, I could browse to Spankwagon all the time. Never causes a problem. Not one bit.
Guy goes to the doctor. He says, "Doc, it hurts when I do this." He says, "Don't do that."
There you go. And Toodle Nuggets goes, "Not only did your fireworks stop the neighborhood, it stopped the chat, too." I'm going to say your joke there stopped the humor.
All right. Catch you later.
Later. All right, everybody. That was Virtual One. We do appreciate him calling in because, yeah, he, and as everybody in the chat room pointed out, that's a hell of a coincidence. You know, that's a humongous coincidence, says Toodle Nuggets. So, yeah, that's our fireworks story. Anytime you do that. I know that there's a lot of people who shoot fireworks at each other. My favorite, the fact, though, that the parents were watching us shoot fireworks to each other and didn't seem to have a problem with it until that smoke cloud came. Once that smoke wall came, oh, they didn't want to have any of it because they had to get the hell away. All right, so while everything in the chat room is at a dead stop, we're going to go ahead and take another music break. You happen to be listening to the greatest internet radio show ever. This is Spank Wagon Radio. Spankwagon.net's our homepage. Don't forget, anybody out there, we want you to jump into the chat room, hang out with us for the remainder of the show. We still got about 50 minutes left of the show. If you want to give us a call, talk about anything. If you have experience with IE7, the brand new Internet Explorer 7.0, I'd like to hear what your experiences are and what are some of the major changes, because this is supposedly a huge change. Anywho, again, I said, I'm Trencher. This is Spank Wagon Radio. We're going to go to some music, and we'll be right back.
Didn't you? You took a wild orchid. You took a wild. Right now we're standing here on the border of Chad.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever. This is Spank Wagon Radio. I'm your host, Trencher. Let's get my music bed up there in the background. Gotta have my music bed. I feel naked without some noise in the background. Of course, if you ever notice, you listen to me long enough, then music pace determines my pace. Very difficult to fight sometimes. Anywho, let's go on to some more news. And by the way, the phone lines are completely open and waiting for your call. It's 1-866-587-6257. That is a toll-free number for those of you who are intelligent monkeys and can pick up the phone and dial. A little bit of TV news here. I love this. This is great thinking here. NBC is going to start attempting a new way to save a little money. Part of an extensive cost-cutting program it announced yesterday, NBC intends to drastically alter its primetime programming. Starting in the fall of 2007, filling in the 8 p.m. hour each weeknight with lower-cost, unscripted programs, and saving its more expensive comedies and dramas. Wow, I burped on air. I'm so bad. Expensive comedies and dramas for the 9 to 11 block. That there will be the most noticeable change NBC will put into effect as a result of a cost reduction plan and its labeling of TV 2.0. Okay, look. It's bad enough assholes out there think there's such a thing as Web 2.0. And they're already calling it the next dot-com bubble. The Web 2.0 bubble. Look, people. It's just websites. It's just things to do online. You don't have to give every wave of these a name. That's ridiculous. That's stupid. There's not a car 2.0. There's not radio 2.0. And now, thanks to your insanity, you're creating a TV 2.0? Well, let's think about this in realistic terms, NBC. You've been around since the 1940s. I want to say, if I can recall right, 46, 47 is when you really started pushing on air. Pushing your product on air as NBC. In that time, you have gone through so many different changes in how you broadcast and what you broadcast that, well, to be completely honest, can you really call yourself TV 2.0 now? I figure you can call yourself TV 12.0, 12.3. Why not do it every season? Welcome to TV 50, TV 110. That's ridiculous. TV 2.0. Hi, we're NBC. We're unoriginal, and that's why our ratings suck. So we introduce you, our fans, TV 2.0. With shows such as Oh God, It's Roseanne Again. What was that, ABC? Yeah. And more news about the news. Come on, NBC, you got to stop doing this. And also, NBC's thing is, hey, I know, we'll put in more reality TV. You notice in this article, this is a New York Times article. I'm going through it. I'm going, what is, you know, I'm looking at the headlines. I'm looking at the first sentence going, what's unscripted programming? What kind of ridiculousness is that? Is that news? Is that, what is unscripted? Oh, reality TV. But anybody who knows anything about reality TV knows that, well, it's hardly unscripted. As a matter of fact, if you actually watch a lot of what they do, they'll cut, edit, take more than one take. Hey, walk down that hallway again. And they've done this, and they've admitted to it in the past. So what really is unscripted television? The only show I know that's probably as close to unscripted can get is Whose Line Is It Anyway? But even that's not really unscripted. I mean, they kind of have an idea of what they're doing. Unscripted TV, reality TV. Thank you, Survivor. Thank you, Apprentice. You are sucking down the lowest common denominator for television networks. Other networks, though, are saying, well, we can kind of have some success at the 8 o'clock hour where NBC sucks ass. CBS has their shows like NCIS, and ABC has a show called Ugly Betty, Prison Break from Fox, and also House. So I guess there is good TV out there after all that's scripted at 8 o'clock. It's just that NBC doesn't know how to put out the product anymore. Gotta love that. So, NBC with their TV 2.0. Ooh, don't want to do that voice this week. My Quaalude Man is still in recovery, because Quaalude Man can kill a freaking vocal cord. All right, so here in Spankwagon Radio, if you haven't been paying attention, which kind of is hard to do, I mean, you're sitting in front of your computer doing something, right? Well, hell, right now, for all you in the chat room, let me just throw this out to the chat room. I know you're listening to Spankwagon. That's great. But what is right now up on your web browser? What exactly do you have loaded up there? Go ahead and throw those in there. I want to take a look at what you're surfing at. While you do that, I want to read this great, just this wonderful headline here. Mental health advocates complain about insane asylums. Basically, they're worried now with Halloween coming up that we're using insane asylums and everything like that as Halloween fodder. They don't like the whole fact that we use, and for humor, psycho killers and Halloween festivities. They want us to be kind to the nut jobs, be kind to the fruitcakes. I don't know about that. Don't know where my audio is either.
Hello and welcome to the Mental Health Hotline. If you are obsessive compulsive, press 1 repeatedly. If you are codependent, ask someone to press 2 for you. If you have multiple personalities, press 3, 4, 5, and 6. If you are paranoid, we know what you are and what you want. Stay on the line and we'll trace your call. If you're delusional, press 7 and your call will be transferred to the mothership. If you are schizophrenic, listen carefully and a small voice will tell you which number to press. If you're depressive, it doesn't matter which number you press, no one will answer you. If you're dyslexic, press 69696969. If you have a nervous disorder, please fidget with the hash key until the beep. After the beep, please wait for the beep. If you have a short-term memory loss, please try your call again later. And if you have low self-esteem, hang up. All our operators are too busy to talk to you.
Alrighty, we're back.
Say your chicken.
Oh, I didn't mean it to rotate over. I wonder why I did that all of a sudden. I didn't even click that button. Anywho. All right, you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. I'm your host, Trencher, all alone in the studio. I love it. The studio troll popped in and said, wait a minute, a one-man show? What the hell? That's a great question. What the hell? Yes, Chief is getting married tomorrow. He's out. Murphy's getting his monkey suit fitted for the wedding, so he's out. He called me earlier today and was like, oh, it's going to take me 3 hours. I'm like, damn, that's a long time just to get fitted for a tux. Even though you already ordered it, you got measured. Why would it take 3 hours? And, of course, Decaf, we have no fucking clue where he's at. So, with that said, it's just me, Trencher, alone in the studio, pulled up this great article. Oh, actually, let me get to this first. Everybody in the chat room, I asked, what are you guys doing right now? Because I know you're listening to me, but what else are you working on? Let's see. Let me go up here. Okay. Toodle Nuggets is playing World of Warcraft. Yeah, Leroy Jenkins. The Juke is looking at PornoTube. Can't beat that. Westmar is using... Westmar actually looks like he's trying to do some work. He has Word going and Notepad. He's looking in through the Casey Host chat. And he's also doing an article for show prep for his show on the Casey Host Radio Network, Wild Wild Westmar. Juke is going, hey, where'd you learn about PornoTube? Yeah, you're married, Juke. We know where he learned about it. Also, let's see. Juke is doing some graphics work. He's looking at, of course, kchost.net and myspace.com because Juke is trying to pick up little girls. Westmar. Westmar being, has 2020 on in the background. Wow. That's even still in the air? Oh, yes, I forgot. It's news, so we have to give news about news. Juke is also playing with Cold Fusion, Photoshop, Word, and Outlook. I think he's working on some younger-looking photos of himself for his MySpace page. So, and all terminal services connected to another server. God, you guys are, like, working on stuff. I mean, you guys are really working on shit here. Damn. That's just impressive. So... Juke for sale, one big-headed radio show host. Uh-oh. Anywho. So Juke's working on that. Got a little article here. Go back into a little bit of the politics we were talking about earlier. This is out of Atlanta, Georgia. A woman was ticketed for having an obscene anti-George Bush bumper sticker. She filed a lawsuit in federal court Monday against the state of Georgia and its officials. Denise Greyer, 47, of Athens, Georgia, got a $100 ticket in March after a DeKalb County police officer spotted the bumper sticker, which read, I'm tired of all the Bush shit. Kind of get the pun there? I'm sure you do. The DeKalb judge threw out the ticket in April because of the state's lewd decal law that formed the basis for the ticket was ruled unconstitutional in 1990. Interesting. Greyer is seeking damages from the county for emotional distress, according to the lawsuit. Greyer also asked to seek a declaration in federal court that her bumper sticker is considered constitutionally protected as speech because she is uncertain and insecure regarding her right to display her bumper sticker in DeKalb County. In other words, she's afraid she's going to get another ticket. Think about that. Makes sense. Makes really good sense. Continuing here, the lawsuit was filed, guess what, by the ACLU, the American Civil Liberties Union of Georgia. Greyer, a nurse who works at Emory University and other hospitals, is also seeking punitive damages against the DeKalb police, against the officer himself who gave her the ticket because he acted with reckless disregard of her rights. Interesting. The state law prohibited lewd or profane stickers on decals and vehicles. So they're trying to save you, but they don't really want to. Let's see if we can get what they said about this from the DeKalb County Police. mistake indeed. Alrighty, you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. Find us online, spankwagon.net. Hey, don't forget the phone lines are still open for what little we have left of the show. 1-866-587-6257. It's a toll-free call for everybody out there in the United States. I believe even Canada. I don't know. Check your local listings. Something actually everybody was talking about here a moment ago was the porno tube. It's the YouTube for porn. So I decided to go click on it just to see what I could find. I don't know about this.
Call me daddy.
I am the champion. Yes. No yes. Time for losing, but I am the champion of the world.
You know, I don't really understand you guys sometimes. I really don't. That's kind of scary. If that's what, you know, the Juke and Westmar are looking at. Yee. All right. So everybody was actually also talking about MySpace. A very interesting thing happened on MySpace. I was joking, you know, kind of joking about being pedophiles and all these stalking and all this crazy crap on MySpace. And former hacker and current editor of Wired.com, I believe it's the online version he's an editor of, Kevin Poulsen, wrote a really nice script. I think he only wrote it in about 1,000 lines. And all it does is takes and puts out a pseudo profile and says a few things and does a few things and captures people online who, you know, are pedophiles or people who go after these kids who use MySpace with quite literally no parental supervision and reckless abandon. Well, his little script netted of quite a few people. It ran for a little while, and it ended up actually netting a guy who was just recently released as a pedophile guy. I don't know what the official term is, but and I hope to never learn the official term. But it captured this guy online on MySpace trying to hook up with kids. You know, there's something fundamentally wrong with society when everything has to be broken like this. And I'm not talking about what Kevin Poulsen did. What he did was awesome. You know, what he did by writing the script, using his legitimate hacker abilities to capture some scum online, very entertaining, very interesting too. As a matter of fact, you should go over to read it. It's on Wired.com, another article from Wired that came out this week. It should still be on the main news page, I believe. If not, you can just search for it. Yeah, you know it's going to show up, and I'm sure it's shown up in all the other different clients and whatnot. And then as for Kevin Poulsen, big-time hacker, very good book about him called The Watchmen, The Twisted Life and Crimes of Serial Hacker Kevin Poulsen. Good read, although it was written by a ghostwriter, so of course, you know, there's the, well, I didn't really say that, and that's not what I really meant kind of arguments that'll come from Poulsen. But overall, the guy, Jonathan Lippman, who wrote it, did a very good job of at least making it entertaining. I mean, it wasn't boring. It wasn't a boring read at all. So noticing we're getting a lot more people in the chat room. Here in a little bit, we'll actually start doing mad props, you know, the good old-fashioned mad props, the way we used to do them. I guess back in Spank Wagon, I think it'd be 5.0, because I don't want to be a web 2.0 page. God forbid, no. Everybody's asking, am I alone tonight? Yes, I am alone. This is Spank Wagon Radio. It's just little old me, Trencher, doing the entire damn show. All right. I'm not going to explain again what happened. But hey, I'd love to hear what you guys are doing. Keep talking to chat room. It looks like some people are still chatting away in the chat room. Actually, I got to laugh. The KC Host Radio Network is very well represented in the chat room tonight. I think like three or four people from who come in through KCHRN, very well represented. Like to see that. Don't forget, you know, where I got other syndicates, and we'll go over them a little later as well. Don't forget, I'm also looking for you guys to call in. Anything you guys want to chat about, I'm kind of running out of gas here. Give us a call, 1-866-587-6257. You know, I'd love to hear from you. Until then, I'm starting to turn this into a show not show, which is what I wanted to avoid. So I'm going to play one of the most depressing songs I own in my entire music library. This song, if you don't call, and someone asked me to take this thing off the air because it is so depressing, well, I'm going to be ashamed of all of you. Really? I am. Anywho, let's play this really depressing song. All I'm looking for is a call.
Of horses wet with melted ice, they would not heed my advice. And burdened limbs of its weight to break and rot, a whispered fate. The hive and smoke the bees. You could be my friend, you could be my dog, you could be my light, you could be my fog.
Okay, if the most depressing song in the world, or nearly the most depressing song I own, doesn't get any reaction in the chat room, it's a good sign I got to do something a little more drastic.
I'm in with the out crowd. I'm in with the out crowd.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for me to give every single one of you listeners who hung out with me in the chat room your due, your credit, your mad props. So let me give it off. First off, let's give mad props to Anorexic Pillow, Blue Buddha, Canada or Canadian Dude, even though they barely talk, Kiss Freaks, Sweet September, The Juke, Toodle Nuggets. That name just kills me. Virtual One. And Westmar. Every single one of you get a mad props. Because you're so damn cool to keep me entertained in that chat room. Gotta love it. I didn't think there was a skip.
Tonight.
And on that note, I have a big thank you to everybody who hung out with me tonight for Spankwagon Radio. I have a big thank you for Virtual One, who actually called in. It's nice to know one of you know how to use a phone. So let me first say a big thank you to everybody else who can get the show out there. Big thanks to LV Rocks, LVRocks.com, for the studio time and space. Gotta love it. Also, a big thank you to all of my syndicates, Door From Hell, or DFH, whatever. Door From Hell Radio, Fox FM, KC Host Radio Network, who was very well represented in the chat room tonight, mind you. Lips 106. And of course, if we're not live, we're in the archive. Download the podcast if you missed anything or want to hear that one song again. Also, we want to be your friend. Go to myspace.com/spankwagon. Add us as a friend. And network, because it seems like Murphy adds nothing but strippers. There's a bonus to this, people. Again, I've been your host, Trencher. If you liked any part of the show, excellent. Tune again in next week. And also go to spankwagon.net. I may be appearing on another internet radio talk show sometime in the near future. Learn about it there. Also, if you have any questions, comments, concerns, anything you want me to play or read, radio@spankwagon.net. Again, I've been your host, Trencher. This has been Spankwagon Radio. I appreciate every single one of you for hanging out with me. And everyone, have a good night!